Sorry about that, Natural Bodybuilding Finger Bikini fans. We're now live. So, we're back at it again, and we're going to go right out of the gate. You know, it's actually so dangerous up in here. It's so dangerous that Doug and I are not even in the same room in the studio, because that's how dangerous Doug is. So, Doug, let's talk about the latest and greatest. What's going on with you?
What's up, man? What's happening, Mike? How are you?
Yeah. So let's talk about what you just got back from this weekend.
The Chi-Town Showdown.
Recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It was a good show. They had just under 60 competitors, I think, this year. Yeah. I think it was around 80 or 90 with crossovers. He always brings a lot of judges. I think there were 9 this year. But teenagers all the way to it. 80-year-old competitor David Hansen stepped on stage, which was pretty exciting to watch. 4 pro cards handed out. You had Larry Montgomery, which I believe is the 2-time Chi-Town champ. He won the best poser also. Ryan Tulaglowski, he won men's open medium, most muscular in show, and pretty sure he got the best last name. Marissa Barney won Miss Bikini Open, and Lance Martin won the Mr. Fit Body. So 4 new pros. I had a few other notable names. Carol Milkins, she was a most shredded to the bone female. Nicole Costello, she had best stage presentation. And Kelvin Lee, who was the novice overall champ, got most shredded to the bone. And a little interesting fact, he actually competed next to his son, Samuel. And his son, I'll tell you, you could tell the exact genetics. He was a close second. But it was good seeing father-son duo step on stage. But all in all, good show. I mean, started on time. It ran smoothly, no hiccups. Proud of Joe. He did a good job.
Yeah, they always do a good job at the Chi-Town Showdown, so it's always growing there. One of the biggest shows in Illinois. You know, Illinois is not exactly the hot spot for natural bodybuilding, but I'll tell you what state is the hot spot for natural bodybuilding, and that's Minnesota. Minnesota's got some big shows coming up this year, and they got some quality competitors, and some of the best bodybuilders, figure and bikini competitors in the nation all come out of Minnesota. So we got the Mr. Miss Natural Minnesota and the Pro North American. That's coming up, so if you guys don't have that show on your radar, you should put it on your radar, because it's one of the best, biggest shows, most well-run shows out there, and that's taking place this coming weekend, actually. So if you don't have that down there, look for Brian Berkland and his bunch to bring them a lot of hardware this coming weekend, so that's going to be good. But one of the shows I'm more excited about is coming up on October 14th. That's what I consider the one of the top shows, like in the top 3 shows of the year across the entire board, no matter what organization you're talking about. Leif Anderson's Minnesota Mayhem is one of the best, most well-run shows out there. Leif's got the love of the game going for him. He's got his passion shows. He truly gives back to the competitor. He doesn't really care to make much for himself, because he wants the competitors to have the best show experience possible, which is what the Minnesota Mayhem is all about. So let's talk about some competitors to be on the lookout for this year at the Minnesota Mayhem. And we'll talk more about it as the year goes on. It's not until October, but there's some competitors that we got to get out there now, because these are the ones to be on the lookout for. So Doug, go ahead and start it off.
A couple that I'm looking forward to seeing, Sam Sloan and Patrick Mabe. They're known as the Crush It couple on Instagram. Sam, she's making her pro debut in figure, and Patrick is a bodybuilding pro. And Sam or Patrick, if you're listening, congratulations. I know you just got engaged, but I think this is going to be a pretty exciting show as the engaged couple competing at one of the best shows in the country.
Yeah, Samantha Sloan is going to be tested here at the Minnesota Mayhem. She's done well for herself in the past, and she's, you know, most of the shows she's won because of her, you know, her stage presence and her posing. But she's going to be competing against some bigger girls that actually bring some good physiques to the stage. And not like they have it in the past, but, you know, she was just a standout a bunch. She's going to get some good competition coming her way. So she's going to find out how good she really is, and she's going to find out where she stands at the Minnesota Mayhem. I'm not, you know, sure how much competition she's had. I mean, not to take it anyway, there's a lot of great competitors out there, but I don't think she's really faced a great, great amateur on her way into the pro division. So it's going to be interesting to see what she does in the pro division and see how she stacks up. You know, so look for her either way to be on the lookout. And also, yeah, like her husband, soon-to-be husband's going to be in the Code Men division as well. And like I said, I know some of you guys out there listening to what I have to say, and you're like, well, you know, what are you talking about? Gentlemen testing is good competition. They're all great. If they step on stage, they're all great. But I'm talking about elite amateurs. Samantha Sloan has never been up against any elite amateurs, and now she finds herself in the pro division. So she's going to find out exactly where she stands at the Minnesota Mayhem, because that's just how the Minnesota Mayhem does it. They bring the best quality competitors from all over the nation, and you're going to see them taking place in October. And we'll talk more about that as the year goes on. Another guy, though, Noah Erickson. Now, this kid's only a teenager. You know, I don't think he's made a commitment to the Minnesota Mayhem yet. But if he does, he's going to turn some heads and he's going to make some noise. And this kid could even do good in the open division. So you got to check this kid out on Instagram sometime just to see how good he really is. And, you know, he's only a teenager, but he's showing signs of muscle maturity already. And he's going to be one to look out for. And he's going to be hard to beat for even guys that are twice his age. And people are going to be, you know, they're all going to fall one space behind in the placings category. If he does decide to jump on stage, the Minnesota Mayhem, or any other show for that matter. And one guy I'm excited to see this year, he's one of my favorites, Benny Mobley. So look for Benny to he looked his best his last time out. He gets better every single time he competes, but he's competing in the pro men's category at the Minnesota Mayhem, and Benny Mobley is no joke. He's always, if you can beat Benny Mobley, then you're pretty good. Benny still has to find himself, you know, among the elite in pro men's bodybuilding, and he might just make a name for himself. Like he already has, but he might make a stake to claim the top spot this year at the Minnesota Mayhem. So he's one of the favorites going in, I believe. And then you got Myra Winters. She's going to be in the pro figure category. She might win. I mean, it's not always the best physique that wins these shows. Sometimes it's the girl who knows how to show herself off on stage while she's in front of the judges to win the shows. Even if she doesn't have the best physique, her posing alone could take her up a notch or two in the ranks just because of the way she poses. A lot of these competitors, I think they, you know, they bring the best body, but then they don't practice their posing, or they don't, you know, get the expert advice as to how they should pose. They got too many people telling them that they look good when really there's always something that they can do to improve on. Well, Mara Winters has certainly excelled when it comes to posing in the pro figure category. So look for her to be one of the top placers no matter who shows up. It doesn't matter who shows up. She's going to be at the top of the class somewhere. You got anybody else for us, Doug?
Pro Figure Masters, Brandi Hurston. As Leaf puts it, she's going to be a dark horse. Best package to date. She's going to be very hard to beat.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, she is going to be the dark horse because not many people know who she is yet. Some people do, but a lot don't. And when they see her on stage, they're going to be like, oh, who's that girl? Oh, that's Brandi Hurston. That's who we heard about. Well, that's going to be the dark horse. She's going to be in the pro figure Masters 40-plus category, and she's just going to bring a package unlike anything you've ever seen from here to date. So you got to check her out, put her on your map. Now, we also got pro men's physique. We're going to have a couple of guys in this category, Ty Johnson and you got Scott Golden. Right now, I think if they were to jump on stage today, this coming weekend, Ty Johnson would probably get the win. I mean, he still needs some – He looks good, but he still has to finish at the top against some really top men's physique competitors in the pro category. Ty's going to bring some more conditioning to the stage if he expects to win a show like the Minnesota Mayhem. But if he was to jump on stage this coming weekend with Scott Golden, I believe Ty would get the win. Scott needs to put on a little bit of size between now and October. Not too much size, of course. We're not bodybuilding now. But just to get the nod over a guy like Ty Johnson, Scott's going to put on some size, and he's got to come in harder, too. Whether that's dieting harder or whatever it is he has to do, he's going to have to come in harder and leaner, and he's going to have to bring the conditioning if he's going to have any chance to topple that of a Ty Johnson. So Minnesota Mayhem is certainly heating up. We're going to talk more about that as the year goes on. There's other shows going on. You know, here at the on Inside Natural Bodybuilding Radio, we don't promote only one organization. We promote all of natural bodybuilding. We're not biased. We promote it all. Anybody in any organization, we give them all shout-outs. So on top of the Minnesota Mayhem, you also got the Natural Columbia Classic coming up, and that's also a pro qualifier. NMBF Natural Columbia Classic taking place on June 10th, and that's in Auburn, Washington. So Katie Wayman White always doing good things. I actually went to go and see her show. I think either the first or the second year that she had that show, so it's good to see her still growing. You got to go check out ColumbiaClassic.org for some more information on that. Before I go on, Doug, Dangerous Doug, do you have any other shows we could give a mention to?
No, I did want to give a shout out to Megan Gaza. She competed in the Heart of America. She won the Heart of America.
Yeah.
Beat out Team Wilson's Corey Kyle.
She did.
Which,
oh,
Corey
yeah.
Corey's a beast. I mean, in her off season, she's eaten 650 grams of carbs a day. She comes conditioned to the bone. And Megan brings the size. She's got lats that you don't see on many girls. You know, she jumped off a cliff. She'd take flight. And also she won the Tri-State in Ohio, the WNBF. So she's coming off two wins, and I think she has one more show, but she's someone to keep on your radar and keep an eye on also.
Yeah, who's her prep coach, I wonder? Must be Cliff, huh? Cliff or John?
Brandon Waddick.
250 carbs. Oh, of course, Brandon Waddick. He's a disciple. He's a brand top one of those guys.
Wilson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Cliff Wilson's like a big tree, and he's got all this branch. He's got all these branches hanging off the tree, and Brandon Wattis is one of them. And here this girl is getting 650 carbs a day. I got people at my gym that think 120 carbs a day is too many. And here's this girl taking in 650, and she's leaner than pretty much anybody in my gym. So it's hard to get females to really believe that you got to eat to get lean. The general population, they just have a really hard time. They struggle with it. And then they come out and say, well, I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. I don't want to look like a figure competitor. Well, the one thing about listening to bodybuilders and figure competitors is that those particular types of athletes have mastered the art of how to lose fat without losing muscle. So even if these general population people don't want to jump on stage, by listening to these people and doing what they do, not quite going up to 60 carbs right out of the gate. I'm sure she worked herself up to that level. But by listening to these types, they don't necessarily got to look like them. All they got to do is start going towards that direction by gaining some new habits and by eating frequently throughout the day and getting some carbs in their system. Do you find that problem with some of the people that you help train, Doug?
Oh, of course. And it all started with Atkins, who screwed the world's view on carbs
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, and I wanted to touch on this because I attended on May 6th the Physique Summit down in St. Louis, which was hosted by John Gorman and Cliff Wilson. 150 people attended this year, and this is the third year they've done it. And I'll tell you, if you're even thinking about getting into the industry, breaking into the industry as a coach or a competitor, that you need to put this on your radar next year. They started it back in 2015 with 60 people, and it's grown to 150 in 3 years. Some of the speakers that they get up there, I mean, are people that you'd never think you'd meet. Andy Frisella, the owner of First Form, it was actually hosted at First Form headquarters in St. Louis. Just to hear Andy talk, he opened the conference up and he talked about, you know, starting the business in 1999, his first day of sales, he had $7, and now he's doing over $100 million in sales. But as far as the amount of information that's packed into this two-day conference is unreal. You know, everything from carb cycling to peak week manipulation to, you know, prep times, off-season, you know, what should be your off-season weight, what do you want to gain, nutrient timing, everything is packed into this conference. And I'll tell you, it was probably 80% coaches. I was, you know, being one of the competitors there, just a competitor's view on it. I mean, you could essentially almost walk out of this and be able to, you know, play around and prep yourself. But it was definitely a great learning experience, and I plan to attend it next year.
Yeah, and if anybody's listening to this right now, I mean, you should all know who John Gorman and me Cliff Wilson are. But if you don't, you got to follow them on Facebook right now because you can literally read their posts every single day. And by the end of the year, you will be more knowledgeable and you will be have a winner's mindset just by reading their stuff every single day. I believe they're two of the best. I think they both even passed Lane up. Some would disagree with me, but you know what? The way John and Cliff Wilson interact with their people and interact with everybody. And Lane really did his job in the beginning. I mean, Lane's probably so busy right now, he forgot who we are. You know, but Cliff Wilson and John Gorman have definitely picked up where he left off at. And back in the day, Lane used to be the one on social media, and he was all fired up, and he was always on the threads talking smack to everybody, answering everybody back, and he would take the time to answer all of his fans and all of his followers, and that's exactly what Cliff and John do as well, and that's why you got to follow them, because they interact with you, and even if they don't read the post every single day, you will develop a winner's mindset by the end of the year, I promise. Also going on June 3rd, One of my favorite promoters in the world is Keith Hunter, and he's helping Steve Clausen promote the Natural Bodybuilding. It's the Tulsa National Bodybuilding Championships. That's taking place on June 3rd. So all I know is if Keith Hunter is running the show, it's going to be well run because Keith doesn't have it any other way. He's a quality promoter, one of the top promoters out there. I mean, Leif Anderson, I think, is the top promoter. Of course, Denny Keiko's top promoter, but Keith Hunter is right up there as well. So look for his show, the Tulsa National Bodybuilding Championships, taking place on June 3rd. It's got bodybuilding, figure bikini, men's physique, women's physique, classic physique. Classic physique is another division that's growing in popularity at these shows. It started off kind of slow, but now this last year I started to see more of a pickup in this upcoming year. We're in the season right now, but as the year goes on, we're going to see classic physique unfold as well. So, Doug, let's get your take on what you think about classic physique and how it's going to fit in to natural bodybuilding.
You know, you get mixed reviews. You know, when it first came out, you had a lot of naysayers. You know, it's stupid. It's essentially the same reaction you got when physique came out back in, you know, 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And the popularity that this has gained in the last 2 years, where it gives physique competitors that have legs a chance to compete and not actually get bodybuilding lean. But you've got... It's opening up the sport to more people, and it's opening up that crossover between men's physique and bodybuilding. And to be honest, I think that is going to get bigger than physique was. You know, Peter Hartwig, you know, the textbook classic physique artist there. I think we're going to see this blow up a lot more in the next 2 years than we saw physique build up over the year, you know, 2012, 2013. But I like it. I mean, it is definitely something I would consider doing in the future as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to, you know, because pretty much natural bodybuilders, since they're not massive freaks that look like cartoon characters, natural bodybuilding is classic physique. I mean, I think they kind of try to hype up the posing element a little bit more, and you'll see more Frank Zane-like poses and Sergio Oliva-like poses. And they'll bring out some classic poses. And some of these guys in classic physique, they tend to spend more time on their posing routines. You know, a lot of people get bored watching bodybuilders go out there and just flex for 60 to 90 seconds. But these guys in classic bodybuilding, they actually take the time to pose more. So that's one part of it. A lot of them don't wear the classic posing trunks that they do in bodybuilding. They wear, you know, short shorts, whatever they call those things. But I think natural bodybuilders, that pretty much is classic bodybuilding since they're not, you know, freaks of nature, you know, and not taking anything generally. So, you know, yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to go, but you're like you just said, the men's physique, if you, you know, don't have the greatest set of legs, you want to cover your legs up, do men's physique, it gives those guys a chance to get on stage, whereas if our sport didn't offer men's physique, then we wouldn't have that opportunity for these guys. But then if they do have legs, they can cross over into classic bodybuilding. What's going to be tough, though, is to draw that line between what's classic bodybuilding and what's natural bodybuilding. And, you know, if all these guys cross over, it's going to be a lot of the same guys in both categories. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's either going to not catch on and fizzle out, or it's just going to stay kind of not too popular, but good enough to offer classes in each show. I still think it'll be more popular in women's bodybuilding, I'll tell you that much. I'd like to see a spike in women's bodybuilding. Women's bodybuilding had a spike there for a little bit, and last year we had our good battles and all, but it's still pretty stagnant right now. But classic bodybuilding is something that you could see more of in the future. We'll just have to see where it takes itself going on through the year. And
You know, and something I wanted to touch on, just because, you know, we're talking about bodybuilding and classic physique and physique, is I was backstage and I overheard a couple comments from physique competitors is when you were actually calling out the poses, and I'm not going to name names, but the two kids saw the class before them, which was the short, go on stage, and you were calling out bodybuilding poses, you know, back double bicep, and they were very upset. They didn't know how to pose. They said, I'm not a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
You are a bodybuilder. That's why you're on stage.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you this. You need to know how to do that, because if you just go on stage and essentially have the same physique as the person next to you, how are the judges going to decide who's going to win if you're not doing some type of posing to showcase the work that you've put in? So So physique competitors, I can't stress that enough. Know your posing, because if it comes down to it, you might have to do a couple extra poses, and you need to know how to do those poses. Otherwise, what's the point of even getting on stage if you don't know how to showcase your muscles?
Yeah, right. I did catch on to that as well. They were kind of looking at me funny, and they didn't really know what to do, and they were starting to look to the guys next to them. And I'll tell you what, man, I took away points for that. If it's really close, and I got one guy that's confused and another guy's, you know, confident, I'll give it to the confident guy just because I feel he had better stage presence and he looked poised up on stage. He just had better demeanor on stage, looked more poised on stage. So if it's really close, little bitty things like that could give the judges the nod to give it to one over the other. So, yeah, you really got to do your research, do your homework on the posing, get somebody to help you out, get a posing coach, look at YouTube videos, whatever it takes. I see it every single show. There's always somebody who plays slower or plays higher all because of their posing. So, yeah, you certainly can't just bring the best physique to the stage. You got to know how to pose as well and be willing to take that criticism too. And if you guys come to me for criticism, I'm not one of those people that's just going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. I mean, I know your friends are going, oh, you look great, you know, you're ready for the stage, you know, your family tells you that too, or I don't understand how you lost, you know, because you were the best one up there. I mean, I'll tell you exactly what I think and feel. So if you're going to get your feelings hurt, you're in the wrong sport, because you're in the kind of sports where your physique gets critiqued. So you need somebody to, and not enough people critique physiques. They always tell you what you want to hear. They don't tell you what you need to hear. I'll tell you what you need to hear. And, yeah, the guy you're talking about, that's the reason. I think his physique actually was good enough to get him first place, because even though his posing wasn't that great, his physique was still better compared to everybody else in the class, that he got lucky and still got first place. But already got the placing he deserved anyway and placed, you know, where he should have. But at most shows, that's not going to happen, and you'll get caught once you get to the higher levels and place against some, and you're competing these higher, stiffer competitions. So, anything else you'd like to add, Doug? Anything on your notes that you want to get the fans the words about?
July 29th, North American, West Leiden High School in Northlake. First 30 competitors get put in for the raffle, 50-inch flat screen 4K TV. And they're doing something different with the trainers award. If you go to naturalbodybuilding.com, trainers, if you bring 5, if you bring 10, 15, it's a monetary compensation, which is something that they're actually making standard operating procedure now in the IMBA, PNBA. And I actually posted online that North American was the last Midwest qualifier, and it's actually the Spartan is the last Midwest qualifier, but for the Olympia. But it's going to be a good time.
Okay, so the official date for the show is July 29th, right?
Yep.
Okay, so making sure July 29th is the date of that. And this is a qualifier for what's going to come down to the end of the year, the National Olympia, the PNBA. National Olympia is taking place in Vegas this year, November 9th through the 12th. So make your stay at the Rio Hotel. It's going to be a show you just don't want to miss. There's actually a Harley-Davidson up for grabs this year. So if you win your pro division and you get first place, your name gets thrown into a hat, and if your name is drawn, you win a Harley-Davidson this year. So Denny and Diana have been doing cars for the last 5-6 years, but this year it's a Harley. And I like the Harley better. I just think that's a better fit. But it's going to be $10,000 to first place. It's the largest division. So whatever the largest pro division is, whether it's figure or masters or regular men's bodybuilding, whatever the largest division is, $10,000 first prize. So go check it out. Go to naturalbodybuilding.com for some more information on the 20th anniversary Natural Olympia. And also, if you guys, what's that, Doug? Dangerous Doug?
No, yes, sir.
If you're an amateur and you want to compete and you want to see where you really stand, I mean, there's a lot of quality shows out there, a lot of decent shows out there that always have one or two good competitors. But the Minnesota Mayhem is guaranteed to have the highest quality competitors in the nation. So if you really, truly want to find out where you stand, then go compete at the Minnesota Mayhem. Because if you win a show like that, you know you're ready for the next level. There's some shows out there that if you win like a smaller show and maybe your class wasn't full or the, you know, show only had 30 competitors, I mean, maybe if you win, you are good enough. But typically, if you get a pro card that easily, and then you go into the – great that you get your pro card and all, but if you're not truly ready for the pro ranks, then what difference does it make? You win a show like the Minnesota Mayhem, you ready for the pro ranks. So put that on your radar, October 14th in Duluth, Minnesota. So the night shows, they're going to have Friday evening starts the pro and amateur figure and bikini at 6 o'clock. That's going to be on Friday night because the show is so big. They got to do some Friday night, some Saturday morning. Then Saturday morning, they're actually, that's how big this show is. Saturday morning, they're going to do the pro and amateur men along with the women's bodybuilding and women's physique. And then in the afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock, men's physique and classic physique will be taking place. So the show is going to be over at a relatively good time. So you can go hang out in the cool town of Duluth, Minnesota. And then the pro qualifying amateur divisions, you know, there's qualifying amateur divisions all around the board. And just every single, I'm not even going to mention them all. That's just a given. But the pro division, there's over $30,000 in prize money up for grabs. Plus, it's going to be the best, most well-run show you've ever competed in. So you got to go check it out. The Minnesota Mayhem takes place on October 14th. Go to MinnesotaMayhem.com for some more information on that and go from there. So that's about all I got for you, Doug. I guess we'll do this every 2 weeks, I think, because we're hot in the bodybuilding season now. So we were once a month there for a while, but since this bodybuilding season is heating up, we got a lot of announcements to make. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of big names coming out this year that a lot of us haven't heard in a couple of years. We're not going to come out and tell you just yet. We're going to make you wait. We're going to make you wait until later on in the year. But believe me, it's going to be probably the biggest year in pro men's bodybuilding in the last couple, 2-3 years anyway. Definitely better than last year for sure. Big names coming out. You're going to hear it all on Inside National Bodybuilding Podcast Radio. So stay tuned. We'll do this show every couple of weeks, and we'll get more for you when the time comes. Dangerous Doug, you want to close this out?
All right, we good.
Okay, bodybuilding figure bikini fans, thanks for listening, and stay posted to our Facebook page for some more information on when the next show is.